University of Washington's Vikram Iyer and Justin Chan wanted to create a plastic 3D printed object that could communicate with electronic devices without any electronic parts. Since 3D printers can't print radio chips, they had to come up with a way the parts could talk to smartphones and laptops.
The solution that we ended up coming up with instead was to reflect radio signals that are in the environment rather than having the 3D printed device create its own.
It is complicated, so Chan explains further.
So you can think of it like instead of a router, if you had a really bright flashlight and your 3D printed device was a mirror that you were rotating on its axis really fast. And when you do those rotations, you're basically reflecting the light waves with all the radio waves. And your receiver, like a smartphone or a laptop, can actually scan the airwaves and it can actually identify those reflections.
The team has proven this technology works, and it says the possibilities are endless. Think about using it to build a knob that can control the amount of light in your living room, a slider used to adjust the audio in your sound system, or an Amazon Dash button which can automatically order things when you are running out. Picture this, a 3D printed attachment that screws onto your laundry detergent bottle with a wheel-like contraption.
You could think of, in a bottle of laundry detergent, whenever you pour some of the liquid out, you could have that turn a wheel that that's part of your 3D printed device. And by tracking the motion of that wheel, that's what's causing the changes in your radio signal. You can figure out how much liquid has flowed out of the bottle.
The antenna comes from the conductive printing filament that mixes plastic with copper. Information in the form of ones and zeros is encoded by the presence or absence of the tooth on a gear. So energy from a coiled spring drives the gear system, and the width and pattern of gear teeth control how long the switch makes contact with the antenna, creating patterns of reflected signals. This is decoded by a Wi-Fi receiver. So as you pour detergent out of a bottle, the speed the gears are turning tells you how much soap is still in the bottle. Iyer says it doesn't cost very much to create a part like this. The most expensive thing, he says, is buying the 3D printer for a couple $100s. Plastic filament is about $30. Conductive filament is about $100 a roll, and he says that will last a long time. Iyer and Chang made CAD models of the technology available to the public.
Part of the reason why we wanted to release it openly to the whole community was to see what other applications people will come up with. Then, of course, on the technology side, there's a lot that we can do to improve the performance of this.
For example, making it work at longer ranges and sending more data. Using a different type of filament combining plastic with iron, it leveraged magnetic properties to encode barcode information in 3D printed parts for inventory. It can also tell a robot how to interact with it. The system was described in a paper presented last fall at an Association for Computing Machinery event in Asia. You can see pictures and a video of how this works on our website, wvxu.org. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.